to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Today's story takes place on a playground. If your school has one, you know what a great place it can be, with kids running around, playing games, laughing, shouting, making up sports, or playing old favorites. But as we're about to discover, playgrounds can be a wonderful place to witness something amazing. No, I'm not talking about someone hitting a home run or winning a race. I'm talking about someone sharing something that's more and more rare these days. I'll let Alicia explain. The playground at my school is a very busy place. There are kickball games, races, kids playing hide-and-seek, four-square, tetherball championships, and even dodgeball tournaments. I love all the activities with my classmates running, jumping, chasing, dodging, and seeking. Sometimes, I like to sit on the jungle gym for a while and just watch the fun. Why? Because that's where I can see healing love on the playground. What do I mean? Let me explain. Yesterday, Jimmy Peters was running a race with Terrence Kim. As they were approaching the finish line, Terrence fell down hard. Jimmy immediately stopped racing and hurried back to see if Terrence was okay, even though if he'd kept running, he would have won the race. That's what healing love looks like. Last week, Angela kicked the ball so hard, it flew over the fence and we heard some glass breaking. Most kids on the playground ran away to hide, but not Angela. Without hesitating a moment, she went straight to the teacher and told her what had happened. She said she was very sorry and would work hard to earn the money to pay for the broken glass. That's what healing love looks like. This morning, Judy and Alex got into a fight. They were calling each other names and saying unkind things. Jake got between them and said, "Don't fight, you guys. Let's figure out what to do so we can play our game without anyone getting angry. Let's just have fun, okay?" That's what healing love looks like. Then there's Peter. He's a new kid at school. He doesn't know anyone. But that didn't stop Andy from inviting him to play on his baseball team, even though Andy didn't know if Peter could hit a ball with a barn door. Imagine our surprise when the new kid knocked the baseball out of the playground and into the forest behind the school. After the game, Peter thanked Andy for letting him play on the team. That's what healing love looks like. Yes, I really like our playground. We have a great time out there, but the most fun for me is to see all that healing love being shared. It's sort of like Jesus is playing right along with us. Oh, what a wonderful story. Thank you, Alicia. And you know what? Seeing what healing love looks like doesn't end when you graduate from school. I'm here to tell you that I see it in action out here in the big bad world, too. I see people demonstrating God's love to others all the time. They probably keep this beautiful Bible text in mind. My children, our love should not be only words and talk. Our love must be true love, and we should show that love by what we do. 1 John 3:18. What we do every day can show others exactly what healing love looks like.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!